Lord, we thank you that the Word of God keeps teaching us. The fact is, we need to learn a lot.
主啊,我们感谢您呢,神的话呢,一直教导我们,我们要学的东西还有很多。
But Isaiah has taught us that we are to learn line by line and precept upon precept, and that's what we would do, Lord. We turn again to your word, teach us, we ask.
比如说以赛亚来告诉我们呢,我们要学神的话呢,一句一句的学,一个概念一个概念学,这就是我们要做的,现在我们祷告呢,祈求您的教导我们。
And so we just pray that you'll bless each one as we consider your truth again now.
所以呢,我们祈求您呢,赐福给我们每一个人,当我们开始学习您的话的时候。
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're all aware of what time of year this is. This is the resurrection season.
因为我们都知道呢,这个季节呢,是什么?这些是复活的季节。
And we learn a lot about the resurrection from the study of the Bible.
因为我们呢,通过学习圣经呢,学到了很多的关于复活。
But it occurred to me that we don't always fully understand what the resurrection is all about.
但对我来说呢,就是我们并不是所有人都知道复活讲的到底是什么。We've
heard about eternal life, but what do we know about it?
所以呢,我们听到了永生,那么对永生了解多少了?
And the answer is, it's going to be pretty good because God is going to give it to us.
答案是非常好,因为神呢,他准备赐给我们的。
But I thought this morning it would be helpful if we were to learn a little bit about the resurrection that we will have, because the Lord Jesus himself had a resurrection all those years ago.
对这个里面对我来说呢,我认为呢,就是说是对我们来说学一点关于复活,对我们会有些帮助,因为主耶稣基督呢,他在他那个年代呢,也经历了复活。
So let's look at some verses from the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
And we're gonna read several verses here, some with comment, some with not. But we're just going to try to learn what the resurrection is all about.
因为我们在这里要读几节经文,有些经文呢,我们会做一些解释,有些不会的,所以呢,我们在这里要学到一些关于复活的。
Verse 35 asks the question.
第35节呢,问了一个问题。
It says, some will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come?
第35节说,有人会说死人怎样复活,带着什么身体来呢?
Well, we're not really sure how the dead are going to be raised. One day, the graves are going to open and the bodies are going to go up, but we sure don't understand how that's going to happen.
我们呢并不理解那个复活到底是怎样发生。有一天呢，那个坟墓要打开，那么说那个死人呢要复活，身体要复活，我们肯定不知道那个到底是怎么样发生的。What's
our body going to be like when it comes up?
因为我们的身体出来以后会是什么样子呢?
So the answer now, following verse 36, foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies, and what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat, or some other grain.
第36节给出答案,36节说呢,无知的人呢,你所种的若不死就不会活过来,第37节并且你所种的不是那将来的形体,不过是籽粒,就如麦子或是别样的谷物。
The analogy is, you put a seed in the ground, and what happens?
这个例子呢,就是你把那个种子种到土壤里,会发生什么呢?
So let's assume we've got three seeds. One is a pea, another is a bean, and the third is a kernel of corn.
因为我们呢假设这里有三个种子，一个呢是那个扁豆，一个是豆子，另外一个是那个就是那个玉米。
So you go out into the garden and you plant a pea or a bean or a kernel of corn, what's going to happen?
因为如果你到那个园子里去种一个那种扁豆或者说豆子，那么再还有是一个玉米，那会发生什么呢？
And that particular pea or bean or kernel of corn is going to die.
所以那个特别的那个就是说是扁豆或者豆子或者说是那个玉米种子呢会死掉。
But from that pea or bean or kernel of corn will come a plant, and on that plant will be lots of peas and lots of beans and lots of corn kernels.
但是从那个死了的时候，那个扁豆就是豆子或者说是那个玉米的种子呢，它们会长出一个植物，那个植物呢它会结很多的扁豆，很多豆子，很多的玉米。
So from that verse 38 says God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. So what's going to come up is a pea plantA bean plant, a corn plant, lots of seeds on them, lots of peas and beans and corn kernels, but not the one that died. It's going to be very similar to, but not exactly the one that died.
第六里面第三十八节说呢，但神呢，随自己的意思给他一个形体，并叫每个种子各有自己的形体。这里所讲的呢，就是说你种的那个扁豆的种子和那个豆子和玉米的种子呢，种上去以后呢，长出来，长出来了以后呢，那些结出来的那些扁豆、豆子和玉米呢，它们呢，就跟你那个死掉的种子是差不多的，但是并不是一模一样的，是类似的。
So.Verse 39 then says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, another of birds.
第三十九节说，凡肉体各有不同，人的肉体是一种，兽的肉体又是一种，鱼是一种，鸟又是一种。
So we're not all the same.
我们并不都是一样的。
And so, when we rise from the dead, each will be different.From the other, we will be a different kind of kernel corn, a different kind of bean, will all be slightly different than the other.
当我们所有人从死里复活以后呢，我们并不都是一样的，就像那不同的那个玉米种子、不同的豆子种子、不同的扁豆种子一样，我们每个人呢都稍微的有一点不一样，跟其他的人呢都不是一样的。
So, verse 39 talks about the kinds of creatures that we know here on the earth.
第三十九节谈到一些呢，就是说我们在地上知道的一些物种。
But verse 40 says there are also celestial bodies or heavenly bodies and terrestrial or earthly bodies.But the glory of the ones of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
第四十节告诉我们呢，有天上的形体，也有地上的形体，但天上形体的荣耀是一种，地上的形体的荣耀又是一种。
And verse 31, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory.
第四十一节说呢，日有日的荣耀，月有月的荣耀，众星有众星的荣耀，这星和那星的荣耀也有分别。
So we're all different as we live down here. One's a pea, one's a bean, one's a kernel of corn. But we're all different when we get to heaven. One will be like the moon, another like the star, and another like the sun.
我们在这里呢，所有的都是一就是不一样的。有些人呢，他就像那个就是扁豆，也是像豆子，也是像玉米。当我们去到天上的时候呢，跟地上还有些不一样。有些人像太阳，有些人像月亮，有些人像星星。
How many stars are there?
在天上有多少星星？
Well, quite a few.
有很多。
How many stars are there that are exactly the same as the other stars?
因为在那里有多少颗星星，他们是和另外一颗星星一模一样的了？
The answer is none. All the stars are different.
答案是一个也没有，所有的星星都是不一样的。
Which is amazing. There is no planet in the universe exactly like the Earth.
因为这个非常有意思，在整个的宇宙中，没有一颗星体跟地球是一模一样的。
How many people on the earth are exactly like somebody else?
在地上呢，有多少人呢，和其他的人一模一样的？
And the answer is none.
答案是一个没有。
So when you get to heaven, when you've been resurrected, are you going to be the same as everybody else?
所以呢，当你呢复活以后，当你去了天堂以后，你和其他人是不是一样的呢？
No.You're not going to be the same as everybody. You're going to be different in heaven, just as you are different here.
不会的，你在天上呢和其他人是不一样的，就像你在地上和其他人不一样一样。
Just as God has got a separate plan and purpose for you here on the earth, so he's got a separate plan and purpose for you in heaven.
就像呢，就是说是神在地上呢，他要把你们的对你们的计划和你个人呢分别出来一样，在天上呢，同样也要把对你的计划和你这个人分别出来。
So, whatever heaven is going to be like, we're going to be similar to what we are here, but we're going to be different in that we're going to be full of glory rather than full of shame.
所以这个里面不管我们在天上会是什么样子，但是呢，我们和在地上呢，并不是完全一样的，因为我们在天上呢，我们是充满了荣光和荣耀的，不像我们在地上呢，带着羞耻。
All right, how are we going to be different in heaven?
我们在天上会是什么样不一样呢？
Verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead.The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
第四十二节，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
Okay, the body is corrupted. It used to be strong, now it's very weak.
身体呢，在这里呢，是必朽坏的，过去呢，很强壮，现在却非常的虚弱。
When you get to be older like Norma and me, you say to yourself, I'm beginning to understand that.
所以当你呢到了 Norma 和我这个年龄呢，你说呢啊，我有点开始理解了。
This old body is beginning to fall apart.
所以这个身体呢开始支离破碎了。
When we get to heaven, we don't know all the details, but one thing we do know is we're not going to get old.We're not going to fall apart. We're not going to lose our eyesight and our hearing and our mobility.
所以这个里面呢，就是当我们去到天堂以后，我们会变成什么样子？我们不是很确定。但是有一件事情我们非常确定：我们不会变老，我们也不会失去我们的视力、我们的听力，我们也不会就是说失去我们的行动能力。
Well, that's kind of exciting.
这个对我们是很兴奋的。
And I tell you that I often dream.
我告诉大家，我通常做梦。
And I can run fast in my dreams. And I can climb, and I can lift heavy stuff in my dreams.
就在我的梦里呢，我能跑得很快，我能爬山，我也能举很重的重物。
And then I say, Harold, you can't do that now, but one day you'll be able to, because you're going to be incorruptible when you get to heaven.
所以我跟自己说呢 ，Harold， 你现在做不了这一点，但是有一天呢，你会做到。当你去到天堂时候呢，你就会变成不朽坏的。
What is heaven like? Verse 43, the body is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory.
在天堂身体会什么样？第43节说呢，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
Okay.We're getting old, and frankly, we're not terribly proud of it.
因为我们变老了，坦率地说呢，我们对此并不感到骄傲。
When we were younger, we used to glory a little bit in our body, in our strength, and in our beauty, but when we get older, you don't look that good.
所以当我们还年轻的时候呢，我们对我们的那个身体呢，对我们的美貌呢，对我们的力气呢，通常呢会感到荣耀。但是当你老了以后呢，这些东西都不存在了。
I once saw two pictures of the same movie star.
我看了一个就是电影明星的两张照片。
One when the star was 25 and the other when the star was 75.
因为其中一张照片呢是那个明星的25岁的时候照的，另外一个呢是75岁照的。
Frankly, the 25-year-old looked a whole lot better.
坦率说呢，那个25岁照片呢远远比那个好得多。
But when you get to heaven, what are you going to look like?
一旦去到天堂，你会长成什么样子？
You will look glorious.
你会看起来蛮有荣光的。
That's amazing.
这个非常的奇妙。
And I keep on telling you, when we get to heaven, you'll look at me and you'll say, Harold, I never knew you were that good looking.
因为就是我一直跟你们大家讲，当去到天堂以后，你碰到我，你说 Harold, 我没想到你长得这么帅。
But it will be when I get to heaven. It will be glory.You will be filled with glory. I will be filled with glory. It's absolutely marvelous. Resurrection is a wonderful thing. It's going to end up in glory.
这个里面呢，就是说是非常奇妙。当我去到天堂以后，我会充满荣耀。你去到天堂呢，也会充满荣耀。那么说呢，这是一件非常的神奇的事情，因为天堂呢是充满荣耀的地方。
In the resurrection, the body is sown when it dies in weakness, and there's no question of that. But when you get to heaven, it's going to be raised in power.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，在当你复活之前呢，你死了以后呢，你是带着软弱的身体进入坟墓，这是毫无疑问的。但是呢，你到了天上以后，复活以后，你会变得非常的有能力。
What we have right now are natural bodies.
所以我们自然的身体现在有什么？
And so, verse 44 says, it is sown a natural body, but it is raised a spiritual body.
第44节说，所种的是肉体，复活的是灵体。
Now, we don't know much about the spiritual body, but what we do know is it's going to be a whole lot different and a whole lot better than our physical body.
我们不知道这个灵体到底是什么，但是呢，有一点我们非常确定，这个灵体呢，它比我们的这个肉体呢，就是要好得多，要远远的强壮得多。
And then to emphasize that point,The Bible says there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
为了强调这一点，圣经说呢，若有肉体，也必有灵体。
Well, I know what a natural body is. I've had one for a long time.
所以我知道这个肉体是什么，因为我拥有这个肉体很久了。
I'm going to get a spiritual body.And it's going to be far better than my natural body. I don't quite understand it, but I'm sure looking forward to it.
You know, 我将会有一个灵体。这个灵体呢，就是说是比我这个肉体要远远好得多。我不理解这个灵体到底是什么，但是我期盼着这个灵体。
And the reason we know that is verse 45 says, as it is written,The first Adam became a living being. That's where we got our body. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
为了解释这一点，第45节说呢，经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了活的魂，这就是我们现在的身体。末后的亚当呢，成了叫人活的灵。
So our first father, excuse me.Our first father, Adam, gave us a natural body, but the Lord Jesus Christ is going to give us a spirit-filled body, a spiritual body.
在这个里面呢，我们的祖先亚当他呢给了我们这样一个肉体，那么说呢，我们的主耶稣基督幕后的亚当呢，他要给我们一个灵体。
And something else is amazing, and that is verse 46, the spiritual body is not first, but the natural, and after that is the spiritual.
这个里面呢，第四十六节呢非常有意思，他说呢，然后属灵的不在先守肉体的在先，以后才有属灵的。
But for some reason, we couldn't get the spiritual body unless we first of all had a natural body. So the natural body we've got is good because it enables us to acquire a spiritual body.
什么这意义上的讲呢，就是说是我们必须呢首先有肉体才会有灵体，所以从这个意义上讲呢，是有拥有肉体是一件好事，因为我们必须有的肉体才能得到灵体。
So where did we get these bodies?
那么这个身体从哪里开始呢？
Verse 47, the first man was of the earth, made of dust.
第四十七节说，第一个人是出于地，乃属土。
That was Adam, and that's us.
这就是亚当，也是我们。
But the second man is the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven.
第二个呢，就是说是从主耶稣基督，他是从天上来的。
Each giving us a body.
每一个都给我们一个身体。
So verse 48 says, as was the man of dust,So also are those who are made of dust.
第四十八节说呢，那属土的怎么样，凡属土的也就怎样。
We live on the earth, we're made of dust, we're just like our father Adam.
所以这个里面我们呢就是在地上出生，我们呢就是说从地的土来造的，我们就跟我们的祖先亚当一模一样。
But verse 48 goes on and says, and as the is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly.
第四十八节继续说呢，那属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
So what was Adam like?
那亚当长成什么样子？
If you saw him on the street today, you'd say he's just an ordinary man. I like him. He was like us.
如果你今天在街上碰到他，你说呢，他就是个普通的人，他跟我们长得一样，我们跟他长得也一样。
But we're not going to remain spiritual men. We're sorry, natural men. We're going to be spiritual men, and in that sense, we will be like Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，我们不会一直停留在这样一个属肉体的上面，我们会得到一个灵体。这个意味着我们就会像主耶稣基督一样。
Now, we can't fully understand that. We've learned a little bit about it this morning, but it's absolutely amazing. I will be like Jesus.
我们对这个并不完全了解，但是我们今天早上呢学了一点，就是说我将会像主耶稣基督一样。
Verse 49, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we all look like Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man.
第四十九节说呢，我们既身为属土的形象，这就是亚当的形象，将来也必有属天的形象。
And so, you see me today, and you say, Harold, you look like Adam. And when you see me in heaven, you say, Harold, you look like Jesus.
所以今天你看到我，你说 Harold 呢，你像长得像亚当一样。当你在天上碰到我的时候呢，你说 Harold， 你长得像主耶稣一样。
Now we know a little bit about Jesus after he rose from the dead.
所以主耶稣基督从死里复活以后呢，我们知道一点点关于他的。
And we will be somewhat like that. He had a body, for example, that could walk through walls.
因为我们有一点像他那样，他有一个身体呢，可以穿墙。
We will have the same kind of a body. He had a body that wasn't limited in time and space.
因为我们有类似的他那样的一个身体，因为他的那个身体呢是不受时空限制的。
We will be the same.
我们会一样的。
So the question is, This is resurrection time. Is a resurrected life worth hoping for?
所以现在问题是呢，现在是复活的季节，那么说呢，就说是复活的生命是值得拥有的吗？
Yes. Is it going to be good?
是的，它将会好吗？
Yes. And the things which so naturally characterize us as we get older, those things will not be there in the heavenly body.
是的。在我们这个地上呢，我们受肉体的和相关联的逐渐变衰老和软弱虚弱的，在天堂里就不会了。
Verse 42, no more corruption. Verse 43, no more dishonor. Verse 43, no more weakness.
因为就是第四十二节说不再有朽坏，第四十四节说呢就不再有那个血气，第四第后面就讲的呢就不会有软弱了。
So the question is, are you, am I going to get a spiritual body? Are we going to be like Jesus? Will we be resurrected to glory?
所以呢就是现在问题是呢，你我呢就会不会有一个复活的身体呢？你我呢会不会像主耶稣基督一样呢？你我呢会在将来会不会有荣耀的身体了？
So back to verse 3, we didn't read verse 3, but chapter 15 verse 3.
因为我们回到那个第15章的第三节，我没有读第三节。
What is the message of the resurrection?
所以呢，复活的信息是什么？
Verse 3 says, For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures.
第三节说呢，我所领受的又传给你们的第一是，就是基督照经上所说，为我们罪死了。
That's the foundation of our resurrection. He died for our sins, so that we can be resurrected.
这就是我们的那个就是说是那个信心的基石，因为他为我们的罪而死，我们才可以复活。
And then he was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, that's what verse 4 says.
第四节说呢，埋葬了，又照经上所说，第三天复活了。
If we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then all the work that he did dying for us and the work that he did rising again, all that is for our benefit. We believe him. He died and rose again according to the scriptures. We believe the scriptures. We say, he died, I will die. He rose again. I believe in him. He paid the price of my sin. I will rise again.
比如里面如果我们相信主耶稣的他死为我们所做的工作，他复活为我们所做的工作，如果我们相信主耶稣的呢，我们说呢，主耶稣基督死了我也死了，主耶稣的复活了我也将复活，所以呢，他为我们的罪而死，他为我们完成了这样的复活的工作。
It's true, there will be a resurrection.
这个真的有复活。
Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will rise in glory.
那些相信主耶稣基督的人呢，会复活得荣耀。
And we say hallelujah, what a marvelous promise. We get to be resurrected and we get to live forever.
所以呢，我们说哈利路亚，这是一个多么的奇妙的神奇的应许。我们会复活，我们会得荣耀，我们会得永生。
Well, let's have a word of prayer. Thank you. The Lord bless us. Let's pray.
我们现在祷告，谢谢大家主赐福我们。
Lord, we're thankful that there is a resurrection. We remember Paul said in this chapter that if in this life only we have hope, we're of all men most miserable.We would be miserable if we weren't going to be resurrected.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，我们有这样的应许，我们将要复活。因为使徒保罗说呢，如果没有复活，我们都是一些苦难的人。我们非常感恩，我们不用在这个苦难里活着。
So we're thankful for the promise of the resurrection.
我们感谢呢, 复活的应许。
We're thankful for the last 2,000 years, which gives us the proof for the resurrection.
我们感谢呢, 过去的2000来年, 2000多年来以来一直给了我们复活的这样的证据。
And we thank you for the hope of the resurrection.
我们感谢呢, 复活的盼望。
Lord, may each of us walk closely with yourself in order that the blessings of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ be upon us.
所以说要我们每个人呢都紧紧的与您同行这样的复活的这样的一个应许的这样的福气都会降临在我们身上。
We give thanks now for your kindness to us. Bless us over our lunch and make us a blessing, we pray.
所以呢，就是说是我们呢，为您呢给我们赐福呢，献上感恩，求您赐福给我们，当我们呢吃午餐的时候呢，也赐福我们，让我们呢也给别人带来福气。我们祷告。We
ask this all in Jesus' name and for His glory.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名，为了他的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.